knocking down in Arkansas.
Easter time for every age, and Easter eggs are all the rage. I lay mine right here on the stage.
Down in Hollywood.
Lifebuoy presents the Bob Burns Show, bringing you latest news of those kinfolks in Van Buren. More doings of the Arkansas Traveler. Mike Jones and his city slicker. Now, here he is himself, Bob Burns.
Well, I certainly am much obliged. I heard what you said out there, lady. The minute I walked out here, I heard a lady say, well, now, I had no idea he'd be that pretty. Now, I ain't dressed up tonight. The only Easter stuff I put on was my two-tone shoes. Hey, oh, boy, they are pretty. I did buy a new suit this Easter, though, but I ain't going to wear it. I always buy a new suit every year because it's kind of a throwback to the time when I was a little boy, because we was kind of poor, and the only clothes I ever got was the one Mama made out of Papa's oldest. And it ain't no laughing matter, lady. I remember one time when Papa went down to Cy Cordell's store, and me and Mama went with him, and he was picking out a pair of pants, and so I picked the pants up and turned them wrong side out, and I says, I don't like the color of these things. And the clerk says, why, what are you talking about, son? He says, that part don't show. That's the wrong side. I says, that's the part that'll be showing when I get them. I remember just so well that one time Mama she couldn't make me a pair of pants. I was a big boy. Couldn't make me a pair of pants after what Papa had left to his. So she took two of his pair of pants and made me one pair. And I was so embarrassed, I told Mama, I said, Mama, I can't wear these things because the front half is a checkered affair and the back half is striped. And Mama said, don't you feel bad, son. She said, you won't be coming and going at the same time. But as I say, I did. I bought me a victory suit and I ain't going to wear it. I honestly, there's stuff that you can get nowadays. The first suspicion I had that it had cotton in it was I hung it in the closet and the moths throwed it back at me. the pants had so much cotton in them they stood at attention when the band played Dixie. Now, you'd think offhand that you ought to get a pretty fair suit of clothes for $11.45. But I did get a 5-year diary with the suit. But I got out the first time I put that suit on. I got out in Hollywood Boulevard and a rain came. And before I could get in under shelter, some of that rain hit on that suit. Did you know that them pants ran up my leg like a Venetian blind? And the 5-year diary shrunk up to a year and a half. But I couldn't wear the suit, way too small for me, and so I give it to my cousin Luther Roundtree. He's on Spike Jones. Luther, I wish you'd come up and show the folks this. There it is, folks, in his suit. I wish all you could see that suit. It's sort of a putrid blue. Luther, how you feeling, boy?
Oh, I feel fine. I got a letter from home, and Papa was chosen to play the Easter Bunny in the Easter Parade.
Oh, I want to tell you, folks, Luther's papa is my Uncle Slug. You know, that's my drinking uncle. So, Luther, that's quite an honor.
Yeah, pretty near every fella in town tried out for the part.
But how did they happen to pick Uncle Slug to play the part of the Easter Bunny?
Oh, he was the only one that had pink eyes.
Luther, you better get back up on your stool, because I see Spike Jones all drawn back to play the Whang Whang Blues. I remember when that used to be my great-great-grandpa Pelican Snelson's favorite tune. He didn't live to hear the way Spike Jones renders the number, but it's probably just as well. The shock would have killed him anyhow. Spike, is your vocalist Del Porter ready?
Yeah, Bob.
Well, go ahead.